A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And over all these, put on love, that is, the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you were also called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Verbum Domini. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his strength. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him for his sovereign majesty. Praise him with the blast of the trumpet. Praise him with lyre and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Alleluia.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them and lend, expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as also your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. Verbum Domini. Today, our church offers the option for a commemoration mass, or what is sometimes referred to as a blue mass, which is a Catholic tradition honoring those who work in the field of public safety. The name blue mass refers to the predominant color of uniforms worn by many police officers and other responders. Today, we remember and pray for those who lost their lives 24 years ago in the September 11th terrorist attacks. And we ask that you join us in our prayers for all the victims and their families, and all who work for the preservation of peace and justice, and continue to protect us from unjust aggressors. There is a shocking contrast to the events of 9/11 and what our readings proclaim today, in that in his letter to the Colossians, St. Peter instructs us to call for compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness. These instructions are full of love and peace. And in the gospel, Jesus tells his disciples and us, to you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. How does this square with all the violence and horror that occurred 24 years ago? A violence that has neither stopped or slowed. Hatred and violence are operating at a fever pitch and seems to only be getting worse. Today, according to one source, there are over 30 countries actively at war, ranging from major conflicts to terrorist insurgencies and civil wars. What are we to do? How are we to respond? One of my childhood heroes was Fred Rogers, known to many as Mr. Rogers. At one time, he shared the story of how, when he was a boy, he would see scary things in the news. And his mother would say to him, look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping. And in addition to the first responders we pray for today, along with those we lost, we are called to be those helpers, which is to say, we are called to be Christian first responders, and our response is love. 9/11 was an awful and painful day, but it is also awful and painful to remain resentful, to harbor anger, bitterness, and hatred. Yes, we can and should defend ourselves from unjust aggressors. Our own Catechism of the Catholic Church has specific instruction on legitimate defense. In chapter 2264, the Catechism states that love toward oneself remains a fundamental principle of morality. Therefore, it is legitimate to insist on respect for one's own right to life. The Catechism goes on to say that legitimate defense can not only be a right, but a grave duty for someone responsible for another's life. The preservation of the common good requires rendering the unjust aggressor unable to inflict harm. In fact, this was first modeled by Christ himself, who is the ultimate first responder. To step in between a loved one and an unjust aggressor is actually the highest calling and is, according to Jesus, the best possible way to show love. For he said, "This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends." And there is one unjust aggressor worth mentioning, because this enemy is not only real, but affects every single one of us. And that enemy is the devil himself, who was, I might add, the very first one to say no to love. The patron of terrorists and the champion of sin, he wants to keep the fire of hatred going, to darken our intellect by leading us and keeping us in a state of mortal sin and making continual bad choices. Satan says, "No, I will not love, I will not forgive, and I will not serve." It has been said, and it is true, that God, our Heavenly Father, was the first to say yes to love by creating the universe and all that is in it, by creating you, by creating me. God the Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, has also said yes to love by suffering and dying for you and for me on the cross. God the Holy Spirit has said yes to love by pouring out his gifts upon us in and through his church. Our Blessed Mother Mary has also said yes to love with her fiat, her joyful yes to bring about a Savior. However, there is one more yes to love that is needed, and that is from you, and it is from me. Loving and forgiving one's enemies is probably one of, if not the most difficult things we are called to do as Christians. But called we are to choose to love as God loves, with permanence, to the bitter end, and to hold nothing back. God loves both the saint and the sinner, and so must we. Would you like to know how to forgive as God does, and how to let go of anger and resentment? Go to confession and experience the joy of being forgiven of your own sins, and you will want to share that joy with others. Would you like to learn how to love more perfectly and experience peace in your heart? Receive Holy Communion and receive love itself, Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace and the Lord of Love, and then share that love with others. And so, let us continue to pray for the grace to not only look for good helpers, but to be good helpers, to be the best of first responders, just like Jesus, and always, always respond with love. God bless you.